Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I apologize to all our affiliates out there. We moved the network this weekend, and well, it's a nice new facility. I'm down here in Austin, Texas, but they're up there in Minnesota, so it took a few more days. But we never went down. We've just been doing rebroadcast. It's been one of the biggest news cycles ever, not just for this broadcast, not just for this show, but in the nation with the rampaging, fit-throwing, tantrum-throwing illegal aliens all over the country. And at the same time, the big Charlie Sheen story really developing and a lot of new things that have happened there that we'll be going over as well. We also have Mr. Card, the White House Chief of Staff, resigning. We'll talk about what may be behind that sudden resignation yesterday, well, I guess on Monday now. So it is all coming up here in the next 3 hours. And we are not on the normal ISDN lines because the phone company did not hook those up correctly. I'm on this Internet Skype system connecting through to the network, so they didn't hope all will run smoothly. We have coming up later one of the CNN pieces, the second CNN piece that I was on Friday that many of you have not had a chance to hear. We'll be airing that, and I'll be commenting on it. Also, some of the other guests they had on the show who were commenting after I had come on talking about the dictatorship that we are under in America. And then, of course, yesterday, Ed Asner was supposed to be on CNN on Tuesday night. It was announced he was on his way there to do the interview, but then they canceled on him. And I called CNN, and they told me point blank, higher-ups said kill it. Number one, because they had a member of the 9/11 Commission coming on a debate, and he canceled. And right after that happened, they got a call and just said, what are you doing covering this? Kill it. Despite the fact that that show got record ratings, record emails, and 53-plus thousand people, 53-plus thousand people voted in that online poll, the poll asking, do you believe, Charlie Sheen, that the government is covering up what really happened on 9/11? And, of course, I was stating on the broadcast that the government was involved in the attacks, and then we had 83% when the poll closed. It hit an all-time high of 86%. But when it closed, 83% believed that the government was covering up what happened on 9/11. And, of course, the coverage has continued at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com throughout the weekend and for the last 2 days. But we're live right now, the 29th day of March, on this live Wednesday edition. And we're going to be here throughout the broadcast covering the news. You know, I already knew this, and that's why the article that I conferred with Paul Watson on that we put together yesterday, headline, Immigration Protest Cover for Racist Ethnic Cleansing Movement, Aslan and Mexican Clan Groups Rejoice at Start of La Reconquista. When we wrote this article, I guess about a day ago, it had not yet come out in the mainstream news that the Spanish-speaking media were the ones pushing the La Reconquista. Well, I turned the television on this weekend several times with my wife in bed late at night, and we watched the local Spanish TV station, and we watched the national Spanish TV station, and my wife, of course, speaks Spanish. She lived, I guess, 4 years in Madrid when her father was with the agriculture department, so she speaks fluent Spanish. And but I didn't even need to know what they were saying to see it. It was vicious. There'd be 90-plus foreign flags to every American flag. They were running around screaming that they're taking over and all whites must leave or die. And the signs were all visible. This is our country. This is our continent, not yours. Get out. We're going to get you. All of that was there. Then you tune into CNN, and they'd show the American flags up close, camera shots. Oh, they love America, freedom, goodness, happiness, lovingness. They're so good. And, of course, there have been racial attacks all over the country as well, being dutifully covered up by the media. We'll break it all down when we get back on the other side.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated.
I mean, it's locked up now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we're back live here with you today, the illustrious Genesis Communications. Boy, isn't it fun. And the country is imploding all around us. The country is falling apart all around us. The Spanish TV and radio and print is a perfect takeover operation because the average American doesn't speak Spanish. And they don't hear the TV and radio saying, this is Mexico, we're taking over, we're going to force you out, we're going to kill you. But it is now being picked up. Associated Press, Spanish media organized nationwide mass protests. The marching orders were clear. Carry American flags and pack the kids. Pack up your trash and wear white for peace and for effect. And then you read it and it's all positive and how much they love America and how good it is. But you see, over the weekend, I've been chomping at the bit to be able to talk to you. Unfortunately, we weren't able to because of things going on, moving the network around and stuff. And I sat there and watched the Spanish television, and it was, we're taking over America, ha, ha, ha. And, of course, it's most of the Spanish media is owned by big New York banks, and it's even been in the major California papers that 600-plus, almost 700 billboards were bought last year saying that L.A. is Mexico. They crossed out California and put Mexico on the billboards. And, of course, white guys own that. It's all part of destroying America, bringing us down. into the Pan-American into the Pan-American Union. And so that is what's happened now. And I want everybody to know that I will be back in the near future. We're going to go to rebroadcast later here. And I want you to know that Genesis, again, has four feeds and all these satellites, and they moved this weekend. And we've been up with refeeds, and it's complex to have us hooked up with them up in Minnesota and me down here in Texas. And I guess I'll just write some articles for you and put them up on the website to give you my analysis of what's really going on, so we can communicate. That's probably the best way for me to handle things from here on out. Had some more Hollywood stars lined up on the show for you, but that'll be coming up in the future too, as we fight the New World Order, as we expose 9/11, as we try to defend this republic from enemies foreign and domestic. You know, I have nothing against all illegal aliens. I have nothing against Hispanic people in this country. I'm just one of these bleeding heart, you know, dumb white people that grew up thinking we were all supposed to live in peace together. And meanwhile, the government was telling us through the media to be all lay down and be stupid and be guilty and act like a bunch of idiots. And meanwhile, the very same corporations own the Spanish media saying, take over America, bring down America. And again, just in L.A., 600 plus billboards saying that. And they organized this whole thing. And there are millions of people that want to come here. There's 6.5 billion people now. Latin America's population is doubling every 45 years. Mexico's doubling every 30 years. They're the fastest growing population. And they're taught from birth by the Spanish speaking media, by the Mexican government, that America belongs to Mexico. And they have been taught that America needs to go down. And the Ford Foundation and the Republican and Democratic parties are funding all of this. And I have all the documents. I mean, listen, I go out to these Mexican Independence Day parades here in Austin, and masses of people are wearing shirts that say the Plan of San Diego. And then a UT historian says, go look that up, Alex, and I go look it up, and it's on Spanish websites, it's on the UT History Department website, it's everywhere, that America is going down and that all whites above the age of 16 will be murdered. And I just sit here watching millions of people in the streets saying the exact same thing. We're going to murder you. We're going to kill you. We can't wait to kill you. And I know that our media is owned by the same people. And it's just really sad. It's really painful. And it's really, really upsetting. Now, understand, the same corporations control the predominant Spanish media, the Latino media that is doing this. And literally, it is admitted that they get their marching orders. We have Mexican radio stations here in Austin owned with big neocon financing that are openly called the invasion, the rebel, the invader. I mean, all over the state. It's all over California. And I tune in with my Spanish-speaking friends, and they go, oh, my gosh, Alex, if you can only hear this. And my wife hears it, and she's able to hear what they're saying. And again, this is the perfect takeover. Wouldn't it be perfect to take a country over? You can communicate. No one knows what you're saying. You've got your own code or your own language, and you've got all these language stupid liberal blacks and whites and others and liberal Hispanics who are just buying into all of this. We're seeing our dollar plunge. We're seeing the value of our currency plunge. We're seeing this whole nation just fall apart in front of us. And I mean I really can't say it any other way. And it tears my guts out. I mean, I looked at hundreds of photos this weekend and yesterday, and of course, on Monday, I spent hours researching this, and you watch Spanish media, literally, you'll see, I was trying to count them, 90 foreign flags, 50 will be Mexican or so, a few dozen Venezuelan, Guatemalan, Nicaraguan, Panamanian, even Chilean. You will see it all, Argentinian. You will see all these flags, mainly Mexican, and you'll see a few big flags up front with the smart labor unions and the La Reconquista leaders themselves who are leading it, smiling and laughing, and CNN and Fox and others will predominantly just zoom in on the three or four big American flags up front. And, man, you watch the Spanish TV, it is a sea of Mexican flags, and they are screaming, they are yelling, they've got signs that show the U.S. cut in half, or roughly 40% of it lopped off. Oslan, by the way, their maps a few years ago just showed 7 states. Now they're showing upwards of 10 to 12 states on different maps. I mean, I'm looking at it right here. I'm looking
at a Aslan map. Let me find it. Looking at Aslan map. Now they want Wyoming. They want Utah. They want Oregon. They want Washington State. They want California. This is their official map. They want Nevada. They want Phoenix. They want Arizona. They want New Mexico. They want Colorado. They want Kansas. They want Oklahoma. They want Texas. They want it all, and they want it now. And you go to the Aslan official websites, and it says, Jews and whites are the devil. You will be dealt with. You will be driven out. If you do not submit, you will die. And then in one case, we researched it in the 678 giant full-color billboards in L.A. last year. This is just one example that have, it says Los Angeles and California's crossed out, Mexico's next to it, Channel 62. Guess who owns this? Guess who owns one of the biggest Spanish-speaking networks in the country? He's a Jewish man. And then you go to the websites of the guests they have on these TV stations, and they're saying, we're going to get the Jews. And then I went and I looked up who owns one of the big Spanish-speaking chains here in Texas. It's a white guy up in Dallas. It's a guy with an English last name. I mean, it's old white men, folks, old white men, and they're trying to destabilize this country, and it makes me sick. Listen, we got links to the Aslan websites where they say, I mean, can you imagine if a group of blacks was marching in mass, or if a group of whites was marching in mass, saying they're going to get all the whites, or get all the Mexicans, or get all the. And I sit here wanting to live in peace. I'm 32 years old. I was raised to be friendly to everybody, that everybody was friends, you know, that whites had been bad in the past. All this bleeding heart garbage. Listen, I haven't done anything to anybody. I just care about my family and care about freedom and care about sovereignty of this country. And I'm not going to be guilted into going along with people. Listen, I'm not joking. Do you understand that it is the equivalent of an invading army with their own radio and TV owned by our own corporations saying they're going to bring America down? Do you realize that? I am nauseated right now. I am literally, last night I was literally nauseous. And I was nauseous at the fact that I couldn't get on air to talk about this in the last 2 days. And I apologize for that, but the network's been working as hard as it can to move things. I knew it would be a lot harder than what they thought with all those feeds and all that stuff and all the internet and all the satellites and all the craziness. But at least we never went down. We've been doing refeeds. And we'll be here, you know, the leader in alternative information. And I want to thank all of our affiliates and everybody else. And as we try to work all this out. And of course, we put in our article yesterday that it was Spanish media giving the orders. We didn't need to see it in the AP today to know that. It's now admitted in the Associated Press. I don't need them to tell me. I can tune in and see it. I mean, it is scary. It'd be kind of like if we were Poland and Nazi Germany back in the late 1930s bordered us. And it'd be like if Hitler came in and bought radio and TV stations and was saying in German, so the Poles couldn't understand it, we're taking over, we're going to drive you out, we're going to kill you, ha 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 ha, we are the master race. Oh, by the way, I mean, our mayor, Gus Garcia, when he was in office still 4 years ago, I have it on videotape. I've been meaning to make an immigration film, never got around to it. But I played it on TV. It's in one of my weekly reports on PrisonPlanet.tv. He got up and he had a city proclamation with the Mecha La Raza La Reconquista crowd. And he openly said, he read the proclamation, and he said, we are the mythical god race. And they had the Aztecs get up in their Aztec outfits, and they said, the flying saucers landed, the flying saucers aliens inbred with us. This is the mayor. You understand? And we are the god race, and then Daryl Slusher, still member of the council at that time, he said, I agree, it is the supreme race. And they all said amen to that, and there was a clapping and a chanting, and people running around in Aztec outfits, and I was hearing that there was a superior race, and that I had to step aside. And there was the white city councilman there with the, by the way, Gus Garcia says he wants to be buried in Mexico. He says he's a Mexican. Okay.
Jay Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, here, back live. Literally doing this broadcast with baling wire. It's like I'm an astronaut orbiting the planet or something. Yes, I'm doing this broadcast from low Earth orbit, ladies and gentlemen. Hooked into the Genesis Network. We'll get the wrinkles ironed out here in the next few days. Let me just read what Paul Watson predominantly wrote. And Paul, I hope you're listening because I want you to take my notes. I'm going over here. I want to write another article today, confer with you, and we'll put one together in more detail. Immigration protests cover for racist ethnic cleansing movement. Aslan and Mexican clan groups rejoice at start of La Reconquista. At the height of last year's French riots, Vazda Aslan leader Ernesto Cienfuegos stated that similar scenes of chaos would be witnessed on the streets of America. You can go to their site and read it. As reports of violence began to filter through, a deliberately fomented race war hiding behind an immigration debate creeps ever closer. Today, here in Los Angeles, we are already seeing ominous signs of an impending social explosion that will make the French Rebellion by the Muslim immigrant youth seem tame by comparison, said the leader of the Aslan on November 8th. All the ingredients are present, including a hostile and racist police, as in France. In fact, we came close to having major riots on three separate occasions just this year alone. As the mainstream-controlled media reports, the immigration protest is peaceful and afford them a wealth of credence and credibility, ignoring the plethora of foreign flags compared to U.S. flags. Turn to Mexican TV news stations and you will encounter radical proselytizing about enacting the brutal plan of the invasion and takeover of the southern states of America. Well, southern and southwest, I mean, more than just that. Now, Aslan's goal, known as La Reconquista, is to cede and to take over the entirety of the southern states by any means necessary and impose a communist militant dictatorship. You can tell Paul's from England. He does a great job, but those are not the southern states. Though, I mean, you look at it, it's the southwestern states, Paul. Need to change that. President Bush's blanket amnesty program goes a long way to helping the extremists achieve their plan. And he's got links proving all of that. Bush's plan, total amnesty for 6 years. Anyone who's here, anyone who gets here, anyone who even wants to come here, skilled or unskilled, the corporations can bring in unlimited. All their families can come. By the way, it isn't 14 million illegals. It is 30 million. The major private research firms have done the studies. 30 million. I mean, folks, no exaggeration. There's got to be 8 million illegal aliens in Texas. I mean, more than that. They're the majority of every major city here. They admit that. And the state's got 22 million people in it. I mean, it's unbelievable. And let me tell you something. I mean, again, you have Mexican-Americans who are great people, love this country, are freaked out by what's happening. But I mean, let me tell you, folks, I mean, we'll even try to go patronize some of these places. And I mean, you get dirty looks. You try to go in and buy some breakfast tacos at places. There's like Mexican revolutionary stuff hanging up. Where I sit in South Austin, the 78704, there are two revolutionary Mexican bookstores within 300 yards of me, or maybe 400 yards. There is a giant Mexican food restaurant that has pictures of people in black masks hanging up, and the guy that runs it admittedly is a Mexican revolutionary and says he's going to take over America. And now, a lot of people I know, you can't even really go there. I mean, people basically want you to leave. And, I mean, it is like brown shirtville here, and it's like I'm Jewish or something in Nazi Germany. And then you have the mass of Hispanic Americans who speak English, who aren't even really tuning into the Spanish media. They're, you know, Americanized, and they're totally freaked out. They're the ones years ago telling me about this. They're the ones going, hey, you know what that T-shirt means? It means they're going to kill you. Go look it up. Oh, really? Yes, that's what it means. And then you go look it up, Plan of San Diego. All men above the age of 16, all white males, must die. And we're to be rounded up and taken to execution centers, and we're to be executed. And even the Texas Civil Rights, publication, attacked me. They said, oh, Alex is right that there's a plan to kill all white males, but white males are oppressive. And this is a downtrodden group, so they're allowed to say they're going to kill you. And you're going to die, and you need to die. So just lay down and die. Well, let me give everybody a newsflash. I'm not going to lay down and die. It's not going to happen. You got the wrong person. You're not going to kill my children, and you're not going to kill me without a big fight. So, look, you've been warned, and I'm on record. It's not going to work. And, of course, the plan is the globalists are setting these people up. When they try it, when they make their move, the globalists are going to clamp down with a big police state. They're going to let you riot, do everything you do. And then you're all going to be numbered and controlled, and a bunch of you will be put in camps for the media. It's so sick. You're walking into a trap. I hope you know who your friends are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Okay, we're live. 29th day of March, 2006. And, they don't have all the toll-free lines hooked into the boards yet. That should be done by tomorrow, so we can't take calls today. And I've got some big guests scheduled for tomorrow that you definitely don't want to miss coming up from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. But, I mean, let me just get back to something. Let me explain something. I want to live in peace with people. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I've had black friends, Hispanic friends, and every time I say that, the Ricanquistas are so racist. Oh, you have Hispanic friends. Well, we don't want to be your friend, gringo. You need to go back to Europe, punk, and then add a few choice cuss words. And that's why, you know, I've gone out and protested the Ku Klux Klan. I've had them death threaten me publicly, right in front of the police, and say, I'm going to blow that man's head off up in Waco. And I protested him one time, I guess back in 1999. And I walked over to the police, and I said, you're not going to do anything about that? And the cop, you know, basically said, back off, buddy. And basically let me know that he was with them. So what happens is you've got all that going on, and then this other group gets together, and big money, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, and others fund this La Reconquista, fund the Mexican government that our government's controlled for at least 50 years, a very corrupt government down there. Their people don't have any freedom. Their people aren't allowed to protest down there. The people are absolute slaves. There's no middle class in Mexico. The globalists love that. They love China because it's the same way. They love Russia. They love enslaving. They love India.
They love a mass of slaves with a tiny, tiny elite, 0.1%. And so now this crowd of people is up here, and they're being told that whites are evil, all whites hate them, all whites are out to get them. And I'm sorry, folks. I mean, I will protest the Klan, and I will protest Mecha and La Raza, and La Raza means, of course, the race. I will stand up against this, and I will not back off, and I will not go quietly into the night. I'm not going to put up with it. And Americans need to resist this. I don't care what color you are, and we need to get the press reporting, and we need to get people who speak Spanish to start reporting every night on what's on Spanish TV, what's on Mexican TV channels, what is on right here in California and Texas and Nevada and Arizona. And by the way, the Oslon crowd is now claiming they want even more states. I mean, they're, you know, nothing is enough. So let me continue reading Paul Watson's article. All of the ingredients are present, including a hostile and racist police as in France. In fact, we came close to having major riots on three separate occasions just this year alone, said the leader of Oslon. Oslon's goal, known as La Reconquista, is to seed and take over the entirety of the southwestern states by any means necessary and impose a communist militant dictatorship. President Bush's blanket amnesty program goes a long way to helping the extremists achieve their goal. Despite the fact that the majority of documented Hispanics oppose illegal immigration, as well as American citizens who happen to be Hispanic, as do the majority of Americans, Oslon and La Raza race hate groups have become the self-appointed voice of a separatist movement that threatens a violent overthrow of the constitutional system and a barbaric program of ethnic cleansing. This is held up as in the media as diversity, and to vociferously oppose it is scorned as racism. Oslon and Mecha groups advocate killing all whites and blacks and driving them out of the southern states by means of brutal ethnic cleansing. Flags and placards carried at marches depict white people having their heads cut off, as seen in the picture below. And by the way, blacks and Hispanics were fighting in L.A. That's been documented. Those that protest such groups are then attacked by the establishment media and labeled as racist, despite the fact that the Plan of San Diego, hyperlinked to that, we have a document, a rallying cry for Hispanic Klan groups advocates total eradication of any race but Hispanics, which they call the supreme God race of the master race. Mecha's own slogan reads, "For the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing." TV stations owned by rich white industrialists erect giant billboards in Los Angeles, over 600, claiming that the city belongs to Mexico, as seen below. We have a photo of it. Mainstream Hispanics who love America abhor the virulent racism that the Mexican Klan groups embrace. I have a lot of Hispanic friends, and they tell me that Mexicans will see them, say, in a Circuit City, was one story, speaking in English. And they will march over and say, "You're a Mexican. What are you doing speaking English? You don't speak that." And the majority language, English is a second language in L.A., in areas also of Arizona, like Phoenix. That's mainstream news. English is second. You understand? And if you happen to be black or white or Asian, you're not going to get to learn your studies because it's... I mean, you understand already in the southwestern states, these illegal aliens are the majority? Oh, my goodness. And it goes on and on. And who bankrolls these pocket radicals? Billionaire tax-exempt foundations and NGOs, non-governmental organizations, owned by white men. Organizations like the Ford Foundation, groups who are zealous in their quest to eliminate the middle class and destroy America. They openly say that, by the way. Turning it into a cashless society, compact city surveillance control grid, where only two tiers of society exist, the elite and the poor slaves. The Oslon website today carries the following statements. If the racist Sensenbrenner... If the racist Sensenbrenner legislation passes the U.S. Senate, there is no doubt that a massive civil disobedience movement will emerge. Eventually, labor union power can merge with the immigrant civil rights and immigrant sanctuary movements to enable us to enter from a new political party or form it and to do heavy-duty reforming of the existing Democratic Party. That means take it over. The next and final steps would allow, and that is to elect, our own governors of all the states within Oslon. Here is the open call for violent separatism and the overthrow of the existing state government structures. A sizable proportion of the secular humanist Westerners who like to think of themselves as part of the establishment, when in reality they are unwitting tools of the true elite who have brought into the cuddly utopian philosophy that the West is a global village which welcomes all comers and has the enlightened innate ability to homogenize millions of different people of all different colors and creeds into one giant melting pot. The reality couldn't be further from the truth, and last year's images of flaming buses, schools, nurseries, and now we have photos of them attacking whites in viciously, killing some. The reality couldn't be further from the truth of last year's images of flaming buses, schools, nurseries, terror and panic in France betray that fact. Protesters protest over changes in its employment laws have flared into ongoing riots, and we have now witnessed similar scenes on the streets of Paris as we saw last November. The real power behind the clash of civilizations lies with the globalists, in whose interest it is to foment race wars. Their vision of Western world can best be described as a corporate fascist high-tech slave plantation with all the proles packed into high-rise compact cities. The middle class simply won't exist. And in closing, every major minority movement throughout history has been infiltrated and steered by the elite in an attempt to obtain these objectives, divide and conquer. The elite want us at each other's throats while they dominate over the downtrodden and befuddled warring tribes. Race is the ultimate touchstone hot-button issue, and the globalists have enacted policies of rampant, uncontrolled immigration in order to force hostile cultures to intermingle. The outcome is always tribal warfare, as we saw in Bosnia and Kosovo and now in Iraq. Official Pentagon plan, get the three warring factions fighting, break it up in three parts. The Mexican clan must be opposed at every turn if we are to prevent America being fed to the dogs of racial purity and ethnic cleansing, an ideology that was supposedly defeated in the 1940s Germany, but is openly called for today while the groups carrying it out are protected and funded by the establishment. And let me tell you, bottom line, and I know we have listeners of every race, color, and creed listening, and many of you have been listening for over a decade here in Central Texas, for 12 years actually, nationally for 8. Let me tell you something. If you love your children, you listen to me. If you love your children and you know in your gut right now I'm your friend, you know in your gut I care about you, you know in your gut I want you to have a good standard of living, I want you to be free, I want a middle class because a middle class protects my family. If we don't have a middle class, we don't have anything. We have elite ruling over us. And I want to tell the Mexican Klan group something right now. The racist, hate-filled control freaks right here in Austin, just a few hundred yards from where I sit. They're hate-filled, the equivalent of Ku Klux Klan bookstores, the equivalent of Ku Klux Klan restaurants. I want you to know something. We know you're funded by Whitey. We know you're funded by the big banker money. We know you're funded by the elite, and we know you're leading your poor people around by the nose, poor, hard-working peasant people who've been slaves for thousands of years to the Aztecs and the Toltecs and the Mayan before the Spanish came, and slaves to the Mayan, and then slaves to Maximilian, and, of course, slaves to Santa Ana and slaves to all these people. And you want to use your slave population who has a hunger for freedom, you want to misdirect them and tell them freedom is some type of race war. What did the Houston Chronicle report? They reported that when the immigrant population riots, they're going to lock you up in giant, sprawling concentration camps. I'm trying to keep you out of camps. They're going to kick a couple million of you out. And the white population who's scared, the bleeding hearts that loved you, and then you've been set up to turn them against you with all their money and all their power, the middle class. Don't think whites are all a bunch of little wimps. The veneer of civilization is very, very thin. Frankly, Anglo-Saxons and Visigoths and Austriagoths and the Franks are the most vicious people the planet has ever seen, and they're going to be turned loose on you, and I really feel sorry for you. And you know what? They're going to bring in a reign of terror, and you're being set up. You're being set up. Why do you think the Ford Foundation funds you? Set up by Henry Ford, the worshiper of Adolf Hitler. You have no idea what you've walked into. You have no idea the trap that's been set for you. You have no idea how you're going to be mowed down in the streets by the government. And meanwhile, after they put a bunch of you in the camps, they're going to put people like me in the camps, and it's going to be supported because you are the next 9/11. Let me tell you something, old Reconquistas. You are the next 9/11. You are the next. You are their ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Why do big bankers, big white bankers, Anglo-Saxons, Jewish bankers, others, why do they own these big media monopolies? Because the Spanish media really is an oligopoly. There's just three big companies. Why are they here telling you to take over, telling you to riot, telling you to do this? In 1986, Oliver North testified. And what did Oliver North testify to? That there would be race riots by Latin Americans, by Mexicans, who were North Americans, Southern North Americans, and that they were going to put you in camps, and that they would use that as a smokescreen for martial law to take over America. Henry B. Gonzalez, a great American congressman, testified to that. He is in my film. He is in my film, America Destroyed by Design. Jack Brooks testified to that, another great Texan. You're being set up, and your Spanish media isn't going to tell you, well, if you speak Spanish, you better tell your friends now. You better defend America. You better have it on record you're with America. You better wake up, because now the Houston Chronicle has reported that Rex 84 is in play. 3 1-million-man camps have been built in the Southwest. Even Newsmax reported on that 4 years ago. 3 1-million-man camps. They are now building more camps. They have now told local police departments nationwide, because I got family that's in them, that they are going to be taking over and that they're going to start arresting all undocumented illegals. You fools. You fools. And it's only going to be on the surface. They're going to grab a few million, which is going to look big compared to the 30 million that's here, and then that's going to convince Americans that a police state will deliver us from the invasion. And the media is suddenly going to expose all your racism and all your talk about taking over. And suddenly the media is going to turn on you on a dime. And then they're going to use this race war that you're going to start as the pretext to bring in the police state. It may be accompanied with an A-bomb claiming that the illegal aliens brought it in. It may be accompanied with a bio attack. And then we're going to have a national draft. And we're going to be totally nationalistic, but in a false way. And Americans will deliver their kids into a giant multi-million man army. Our military will beef up in a matter of months. They will invade the entire planet and take over 60-plus nations. This is the plan. This is the Nazi-type plan to bring America to its knees as Germany was brought to its knees and rebuild it as the ultimate war mock, the ultimate war machine, the ultimate juggernaut. It will make Germany look like a joke. You people have no understanding what has happened. You have no understanding of what you have been involved in. You have no understanding of the power you are about to unleash upon yourselves, you fools. You're out there dancing and giggling and smirking while the evil media and the evil establishment pat you on the head. You're like lambs to the slaughter. You're like a hog that's going to be slaughtered for Christmas dinner. Everything I've told you has come true. My analysis is on target. I understand the mind of the New World Order. I am blessed with an understanding of their programs, their devices, what they do, how they operate. And you know in your guts I'm telling you the truth. Look at Iraq, how they used racial warfare, not even racial, tribal sectarian warfare. Those people are all the same bloodlines. The Shiites, the Sunnis, all of them. Look at what they do in Africa. They'll play one black tribe off against another, one that's Christian, one that's animist. The UN will come in and fund the Hutus to kill all the Tutsis, then take their property and give it to Dutch Rochelle and others. They look how they play Catholic off against Protestant in Northern Ireland. Their handbook, Brzezinski's own handbook for empire, one of the top globalist strategists, Zygmunt Brzezinski, in a published book, says we are slaves. He says they are going to use sectarian and racial warfare to balkanize every country they invade and take down. While we're busy fighting with each other, the New World Order will keep putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. They'll keep putting sodium and stannous fluoride in your water. They'll continue to use depleted uranium worldwide. They'll continue to send our sons and daughters off to die in foreign wars. They'll continue to loot the pension funds. They'll continue to war profiteer while you run around smirking, waving Mexican flags, chanting down with America. And I got your signs. I got video of it. I got photos of it. It's on the site. Pictures of white people cut up dead. It's pictures of you stomping on people in the streets, attacking blacks, attacking whites. And you know what? Tribalism feels good. It feels good to storm around with your tribe and beat up the other tribe. But at the end of the day, you're going to go back to your 10 people to a room, and you're destroying any future you have, any future you'd ever have. The globalists are manipulating you and playing you like a fiddle, playing you like a harp. And you better listen to me. La Reconquista is death of America. Bush is already trying to get the Pan-American Union. Bush is already trying to get rid of our borders. Bush wants total amnesty. You hate Bush, and you know he's corrupt and evil, but you love his idea of getting rid of our borders. 80%+ of Americans, including Hispanics in major polls, who are Americans, are against the borders being wide open, are against all this happening. But they've got 30 million illegal aliens as a weapon to bring in a police state. Few fools are going to get nothing. I'm talking about the racist Mexicans, the racist Latin Americans. You're not going to get anything out of this. In fact, you're going to get something bad out of it. You're doing nothing but stirring up the middle class to serve the New World Order and its own destruction as well.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, my friends. Again, the network moved this weekend, and we have four satellites and do three shows at once sometimes. And they're in Minnesota. We're down here in Texas. And so can you imagine all of the connections in between it? They've had like four people working on it, literally sometimes people working 36 hours without sleep, and it's still not all hooked up. I mean, we've never gone down. The broadcast has never gone down. It's been refeeds. And we're live today on this Wednesday edition, the 29th day of March. But by tomorrow, I'm told we'll have the 1-800 lines. The 1-800 lines are in. They're just not wired into the board correctly or not wired in yet. And we got a big guest scheduled for tomorrow to come on, another Hollywood person to talk about 9/11. So a lot coming up tomorrow. And I'm not even on ISDN line. Of course, the phone company first tried to hook the lines up last week at the wrong office. And we use ISDN lines, an old technology, because it's dedicated and works very well. And so they have them in, but they're not working, connecting to us. So we're using Skype, which is a digital internet-type connection. I was up here until 1 last night, and then we were here this morning hooking up the Skype. And it's working okay, but we had to wire it into the board here on my ends. And then we've got all kinds of mic pre's and, you know, universal audio, fancy-dandy systems that had to all be calibrated together. It's not been fun. I'm not whining. It's just I'm explaining why I sounded like Bugs Bunny when I first went on the first 5 minutes. But that doesn't really matter. It's the information. America's going down. And you've got a bunch of poor, ignorant people who have no understanding of the first level of political subterfuge or Machiavellian politics who have been financed by the big banker boys publicly. I mean, that's who old white men finance billboards saying America is dead, Mexico. Oh, man. I mean, you think you're going to get something out of this? You think you're going to take over this country? It is such a sick joke. So get ready in the next year or so. It could even be sooner. It's as soon as those FEMA camps are finished, and a bunch of them are, they're going to round a bunch of you up and put you in it and have lots of video of these foreigners. Well, they're foreigners. Well, they were rioting. Well, they were burning things. And so we've got to put them in these camps, and then the camps will be set up in front of us, and, oh, there are other political dissidents that were destabilizing things, and there were other people that were fighting against and antagonizing the Mexicans and the Latin Americans. So there'll be areas for whites in the camps, and that the government will be the arbitrator of the Civil War in America. How many years did we tell you you'd see Civil War with the Mexicans? How many years did Glenn Spencer tell you? Because he lived in Southern California. He wasn't racist. What did Glenn Spencer do? Glenn Spencer worked with Native American tribes trying to get them their rights. He was a liberal. And then another thing is I watch Mexican TV. Did you know it is allowed on Mexican TV to call Indians names? Did you know that they call black people names? The same crowd that says they're the God race, I have them on video of a countless event. That's why blacks will get invited to them, because you call a black person using the term, I find it very offensive. You start calling black people niggers, and that's what they call them, mayatas, blackbird and other things. And, you know, these black guys haul off and start pounding them. But it'll be 5 black guys against 50 Mexicans. And of course, most Mexicans aren't like that. It's these racist Mexicans up here. And, I mean, what have blacks done to you? I mean, seriously, folks, I've been to these demonstrations. I have seen Mexicans call black people mayatas. And you see, they haven't been politically corrected. They haven't been conditioned. They haven't been told they're bad. They haven't been told to lay down. They haven't been told to not have pride in themselves. But it's a false pride. It's a crazy, we are the supreme race, and you mayatas and you gringos, it's over for you. Well, listen, don't call me gringo anymore. And don't call me mayata anymore. You know, don't call my friends mayatas. I'm not going to put up with it. And you know what? I'm going to expose the rich old white men that are funding you. Please. We all need to come together against the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.